Hello, you guys, and welcome to this edition of Ask Chantel. Okay, so if you have not, please go on AskChantel.com and go and see all of the wonderful questions and answers that we have been putting up. You'll see two posts from me every day during the week, and it's amazing just to see all these different people's stories and what they have to say. If you'd like to call and leave me a voicemail, please do that at 641-715-3900, extension 10988. This Thursday, we are starting Ask Chantel Radio, and I'll give you more information at the end of the video. Today, I'm here to talk to you about how guys feel about girls who play hard to get. The answer to that question is very simple. Guys do not get hints. I've said that millions of times on my videos. So, if you play hard to get, more so than anything, you are just going to frustrate this guy. But throughout time, our mothers and our friends and our family have told us that you have to play hard to get a guy because that keeps him interested. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the way you go about it. So, this is how you get a guy to approach you. Here's the formula. It is very easy, simple, and straightforward because guys are not that complicated. Number one, you have to have good looks. Okay, I'm not saying that you have to be the most beautiful woman ever to walk the earth, okay? But you should be confident in what you wear, and you should be looking good and smelling good. You need to have confidence in yourself, and that will exude out, and he will pick up on that. And number three is you must be friendly, and this guy will approach you, okay? You have to be open for the opportunity for him to approach you because guys are already scared enough to approach a girl. So if you can be confident and friendly and have good looks, you've got a really good chance of him approaching you, okay? Friendly is very key. Now, instead of playing this hard to get game, here is a formula that you need to keep a guy interested, because that's why we play hard to get anyway, right? Okay, so one, you need to be interesting, and plus you need to be a challenge, and you need to be valuable to him. And that means, yes, he wants to stay in this. He likes you. You are interesting to him. You're challenging to him, and you are valuable to him. But if you play this hard to get game, he is just going to get scared away probably before you even get started. Now, there are some people that do this and they do well with it, but most of the time, most guys are not going to take the time. They're just going to get annoyed, frustrated, and confused, and kind of leave you in, you know, by the wayside. So what I do recommend, as I said, is to be interesting. And what I mean by that is be unique. You need to figure out who you are, you as your own unique person. Because physical attraction is great, okay? But that only lasts for so long. We all know that. And him approaching you for your physicalness is great, but that's only going to last for a minute. So you need to figure out who are you as a person. What is unique about you that separates you from all these other women, no matter how beautiful or how intelligent they are? What is it about you that makes you different? And once you know what that is, then you leave the opportunity for him to figure out what that is, because you have the opportunity to express it to him confidently. Which leads me to my next point. Confidence. You need to figure out who you are, okay? And you should have some professional things going on for yourself, okay? Either you might have a hobby, you might work out a lot and that be a thing. You might have a really good job, you might be in school, whatever it is, you need to have some kind of fulfillment going on in your life professionally, okay? And that will make him intrigued, and you will be a challenge for him because you have other things going on outside of him, which makes you more challenging and makes you more of a catch, which makes all those other guys more interested and get to know you better, which makes him like, when he gets you, he's like, oh, I got something special. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and last but not least, you need to be of value to him. You need to add value to his life, which means that to keep him, he needs to see you as part of his life, that you enhance his life, and you bring something to the table that other girls are not. You don't want to be expendable, like he could just replace you with anybody else, okay? He needs to see that you have something special about you that really sets you apart. But you can't expect for him to figure that out if you haven't figured that out. So what is it about you that's valuable? What is it about you that other guys want to get to know more about you? What is it? Once you identify what that is, then you can use that as a selling point with the guy. I'm not saying that you are a salesperson and you're like, yes, you should choose me because I have all these, you know, characteristics. But he's going to figure that out naturally on his own just by talking to you. You want to be his total package, okay? So you need to develop all the areas of your life that you need to become this total package, okay? So I hope that that helps you women on your plight to meeting the next guy that's gonna really have value in your life. Because if you can show yourself to be valuable to him, then I'm sure that you can find that guy that you're looking for. And make sure, though, that if you're going to put all this time into yourself and who you are, that you are looking for the right one for you, too. Do not settle, okay? I hope that helps.